folks, we welcome you back. We got a little Friday action working. Always appreciate you taking the time to check in. Going to lock up the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline, talk some college hoops. Our guest, a force for some outstanding Gonzaga teams, 2010, 11, and 12. Wore the Laker uni in the league for 4 years. Now he hosts the Believe in Zags podcast as part of the Outstanding Believe Podcast Network. On Twitter, you could follow along. Use at @Bobby_Sacre. Robert Sacre, how's life treating you and yours during these crazy days?
Oh man, I'm too blessed to be stressed. I can't complain too much. And man, that was the best intro I've ever heard on a radio show. I can dig that.
Yeah, between Stevie Ray Vaughan and the history of you, and all right, I'm glad you enjoyed it. A nice little roll into this chat. So, as a first-time guest, I always like to hit the rewind button because, you know, you have an interesting story. Played high school ball in North Vancouver in British Columbia. You became one of the best players in Canada. So what do you remember about the recruiting process and why you decided that Gonzaga was the best fit for you?
Gonzaga wasn't even in my top five at the time being. And then I came on a visit. And Coach Few, everything that Coach Few said on that visit has come true. And he's a man of his word, and it was more of a mind over heart because I was leaning towards LSU based off of my family and everything like that. But end of the day, I don't have any regrets making the decision of going to Gonzaga.
You know, you were a guy who came off the bench as a freshman, then you hurt your foot, missed almost all of the second season, but then year three, you were the starting big. The Zags had made the Sweet 16, Elias Harris, Matt Bolden. You know, there were some expectations. What do you recall about, you know, being healthy and ready to play a bigger role on a really good team that year?
Just getting ready to kick butt and take names. That's what it's all about, right? That's what I came in there for, and I play the best competition in the country. Coach Few never shies away from the best, and that's really what I was there for, to play basketball and help me go to the next level.
You know, I'm really happy you talked about playing the best, because I went and checked some of the schedules, and, you know, outside of the West Coast Conference, I'm a New Yorker. You got to play Duke at the Garden. You got to play Michigan State at the Breslin Center, Joyce Center for Notre Dame. I mean, did you have a favorite moment or when you walked into a venue, like you were like, wow, this is big time? And it's kind of the realization of a dream going to Gonzaga and playing at this level.
Well, that was the whole selling point when I was on my visit. Coach, you said, we will play anybody and everybody. As long as they're wanting to play us, we can get them on the schedule. And that being said, that was the whole point. And it came true. We wanted to play Duke in Madison Square Garden. We got to do it. You know, we could do it. And the best part about Coach Field is, like, you could ask him to set up a game. He would, you know, he'll give you his Coach Field stare, but at the same time, he'll do it. You know, like, he'll try to make it happen. And that's what I love about him, and he's fearless, and it shows, especially with this year's team.
I'm talking with Robert Sacre, a former Gonzaga and NBA player who hosts Believe in Zags podcast. You know, I don't like to be a downer, but obviously you were a teammate, and of course a year ago, January 26th, the basketball world learned of that horrific crash that took the life of Kobe and 8 others. I mean, what sticks out to you about practicing with, playing with, and getting to know one of the all-time elites the game has known?
First and foremost, I would probably have to say, like, it just so you never take anything for granted, and I'm very blessed to say I was a teammate, and I could say even a friend to Kobe, and it was a surreal 4 years, and I couldn't ask for a better 4 years. Yes, obviously, basketball could have been better on that side, but at the same time, I got to see greatness at its finest. And I got to meet a guy who was able to hone in his craft and manifest his whole destiny, like his whole journey, I should say, and create his whole empire. And it was really cool to be a part of that and just experience that.
You know, obviously being an international player coming from Canada, then playing in the States, and then when you were done with the Lakers, so you got to play in Japan. I think that most of us think of the Euro leagues and maybe the Russian league. So I'm always curious just to get that opportunity to play the game you love, get paid for it, and to be part of a new culture. I mean, what do you remember about that? Because to me, that just sounds fascinating.
Oh, man, I was in downtown Tokyo. I played in Shibuya. I played for a great organization with Hitachi for my three seasons. You know, I couldn't ask for a better experience. I got to be the star of the team, you know, and go to two All-Star games out there. What else can I ask for? So it was just a whole great experience, and Japan treated me as I'm definitely going to go back. Japan treated me great, and I would say if you have an opportunity to go visit the country, the people are fantastic, and it's just and the league is amazing to watch, too, and how it's growing.
I guess now it's time for me to get up to date, now that we went down memory lane. Obviously, the Zags are on a roll. I mean, in the last 5 years, Elite Eight, Sweet 16, they almost won a national title. Back to the Sweet 16, Elite Eight. And, you know, last year they were going to be a one seed. But, you know, you look at this team, they had Filip Petrušev return to Serbia, bigger roles for Drew Timmy, Kispert. So what were your expectations coming into this season, and did you see this coming where they are the best team in the country right now?
I didn't know what they looked like to start. So start the season, I should say, and looking at this year's team, I really thought they were going to be struggling inside, but they've managed to figure that out, and they've played every style of basketball you can mention. They've seen the Bob Huggins, you know, like physical style basketball. They've seen the Virginia slow pace. They've seen the up and down Kansas. They've seen it all. So, you know, it's fantastic to watch them go. And I give mad credit to those players and coach, and sky's the limit for them.
A few final thoughts for Robert Sacre of the Believe in Zags podcast. Jalen Suggs, highest-rated recruit in program history. I mean, all he did was become a McDonald's All-American, Jordan Brand Classic, Mr. Basketball, Mr. Football in the state of Minnesota. So, you know, how about the score of getting him to become a Zag, and just what you've observed, kind of the terrific all-around player he's already become?
Real players do real things, you know, and that's what he's doing. And there's a reason why he's ranked so high, and he's living up to that, and it's incredible to see that, you know. I really haven't seen a lot of flaws in his game, and I think he should be the number one pick in the draft, personally, but that's, maybe I'm being biased, but, you know, at the same time, he's got it all, and I think the sky's the limit for that kid, and he can be an animal in the next level.
You know, Zags got to stick together.
Absolutely.
Mark Few, of course, went to Oregon. He's grew up a few miles south of where I'm sitting in Cresswell, and he's been with the Zags since he was a grad assistant in 89. And, of course, not recently, but for a lot of years, every time a big job surfaced, you know, his name surfaced along with it. You know, as an alum and a former player, why do you think it is that he decided, you know what, I'm going to be a lifer here rather than maybe chase a job at a blue blood program?
Everything he's created, you know, I think he's created a program that he loves. And I think it shows in his players when they're done playing. Everybody moves back to Spokane. He's created a family atmosphere throughout the whole community, and And what else? He'd rather go fishing than anything else. So, like, what else can he ask for? He's not asking for a lot of money. His whole thing is just, you know, getting better at where he's at and improving all the time and going fishing when he's done. That's really, he's a simpleton. All that money didn't mean much to him. It was about his program.
Well, I guess it's also in a town like that, nice to be king.
Amen.
You know, lastly, usually in the WCC, you get a St. Mary's or San Francisco, maybe BYU this year. But, you know, aside from, I think, the West Virginia game, nobody's even come within single digits of challenging Gonzaga. You know, Robert, they're going to enter the dance as one. They're probably going to be unbeaten. Like you said, they've beaten Iowa, Kansas, West Virginia, Virginia. So how are all of you feeling about they got close 4 years ago? This is going to be the time they're going to cut down the nets.
All about complacency, man. To be honest with you, we just got to stay complacent and stay us improving and getting better. And I think they have all of the tools. You never know who's going to be the leading scorer of that team each and every night. So if we can just stay healthy, keep our minds right, keep our minds focused on the ultimate goal, I think we can achieve what we want.
Folks, he is Robert Sacre, great player for the Zags, did his time in the league in both America and Japan. If you want to keep up, first follow the podcast on the Terrific Believe Podcast Network on Twitter. It's at Bobby_Sacre. Robert, I really appreciate you taking some time to talk with us. Glad to hear you and your family are doing well, and I hope we could catch up again down the road.
Well, I appreciate it. I'm glad my kids didn't scream in the background. Otherwise, I'd be yelling on this phone. So I appreciate you guys. You guys have an amazing time. Thank you very much for having me.
All right, man. Be well, and thanks again.